You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back to a great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting, and this is the Hosting Hotline. So we are going to listen, and answer a question that was submitted by one of you amazing listeners. Before we do that, again, TFEcon is right around the corner. We have secured the most amazing lineup of speakers who are going to be bringing so much education to us to like really empower the rest of 2023 into next year. We're talking SEO, we're talking raising capital, we're talking unique builds, co-hosting. What else, Annette? I mean, so much.
We're hanging out.
All Annette wants to do is party with you guys.
It's hotline hangouts. It's hosting hotline hangouts.
You got to buy a VIP ticket while they last. We're very limited on those, but we have a VIP only party on Monday night. A lot of special VIP upgrades should you decide to treat yourself.
Come hang out. Let's do this.
All right. But with that, let's talk about parent-child listings.
Hi, Sarah. Hi, Annette. This is Carolyn Stewart from Rochester, New Hampshire. My husband and I, we want to pursue the parent-child strategy you've been talking about. Question for you. We've got a 4-bedroom, 2-bath. One of those baths is a full bath. The other bath is a 3-quarter bath. 3 of the bedrooms have one queen bed in it, and the other bedroom has a bunk bed set in it. So we're trying to figure out which bedrooms would be in the child and which bathroom. Do we lock off the 3-quarter bath and just have people use the full bath if we're going to do a 2-bedroom child unit? So we're just wondering what your suggestions are, because we're not quite sure where to put those locks on which bedrooms. So that's it. I thank you so much for any advice you can give us.
So I asked, when we played this the first time, I asked Annette, I was like, I had to write it down. I was like, what is this math?
We were doing room math. First suggestion, and this is not only for this caller, but for all callers. The value, there is true value in the amount of bathrooms for your guests. So my advice here is let's leave all of the bathrooms open. And again, that's my advice for everyone, especially if there's just 2 bathrooms. I think even if you have 2 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms is amazing. Sometimes even just 1 bedroom, people like having 2 bathrooms, me being one of them. So
second thought.
Yeah. So that is something. Let's just get that out. I think make all of the bathrooms available on every reservation. And also, I think it's just nice. With doing parent child, you do have to put in some additional locks. And I just think you don't have to put any additional locks on your bathrooms and cause any sort of, friction or just aesthetics on those. So first and foremost, I would keep all the bathrooms open to everyone.
Yeah, I think. And also, it could also depend on, this is for everyone too, the layout of your home.
Mm-hmm,
there might be maybe when you're doing parent-child, Annette says leave all the bathrooms open, but maybe there's a primary, there's an ensuite off of a primary bedroom that you do want to lock off and not offer for your smaller option.
Okay,
right?
So, you're right.
Or like maybe your parent-child is, hey, we have all these bedrooms and bathrooms on the main floor, and there's a whole basement with a hangout space and a bedroom. But maybe that basement, that's part of your parent option and just the first floor. So layout could have a big...
Yes, I agree with that.
Could help you decide that. But it sounds like layout isn't a problem here in terms of what is allowed or not allowed. So I'm going to agree with Annette. I think having 2 bathrooms would be great. And again, I don't know the layout. I also don't know your market. So one thing you could do is the whole point of parent-child is to diversify your one property. And if a traveler and a friend, maybe they aren't going to consider a 4-bedroom, but they would consider a 2-bedroom. So for in our market, The two-bedroom opened up a world of possibilities for what are some of our larger homes. Mm-hmm. So look at that too. Where do you want to fall in terms of competition? Maybe for your market, three bedrooms is very different than four or five. Or maybe just a one-bedroom option and the way it's laid out is killer too. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have to...
Yeah, you could do a two-bedroom, a three-bedroom, and a four-bedroom.
This is not helping her. She's ladies.
I think it is. I think it's totally helping her. I'm going to live in my world if it's helpful. Also, you just got to get started. So getting it out there as parent-child, because I think one of your concerns too is, hey, do I offer up the room with the bunk beds or is it better to offer up the room with the queens? One thing is, and you'll see, once you start doing the parent-child, people might have questions about it. And mm-hmm. So you can always answer those afterwards. But I think just starting to see what the demand is. But I would get started most likely maybe with the queen bed. I don't know, all the queen beds, all the queens.
Again, it goes down to what market is she in? Are three people going to travel? And it'd be nice for each friend to have, yes, someone has to get on the top bunk, but so
have their own space.
Is it very child friendly? And so the bunk beds are a no-brainer. I will say this too, though. I know what listeners, what you might be thinking too, is if you do the lock on your bedroom door, not all bedrooms have, you know, deadbolts. And so sometimes you have to bore a new hole in the door. And so it feels like a permanent decision. But depending on the lock and the handle, maybe you do something a little less expensive, a little less permanent, and you get one of those locks it is the doorknob. Just make sure you have a backup in terms of safety. If that thing closes, you know, you've got it. A lot of them will have a key component as well. Maybe you just put a key in a lockbox and hang in from the doorknob for now while you decide. Because I do understand that you will see in our show notes, like my favorite
parent-child
listing door. And we do bore a whole other hole into the door to you know. So anyway, and I'll take this back too, though.
How do you spell bore?
B-O-R-E, I think. Okay. There are smart locks or mechanical locks that do have the handle and the keypad all in one too. So there are options out there for you.
And just make sure all the bathrooms open.
Yeah.
Keep the parent child, all the bathrooms can be open. But we're excited for you. Let us know how it goes. And this is probably one of our most popular topics.
And I never thought in a million years it would be.
But I love it because that means that hosts are getting creative. They're looking for that way to use their space creatively. And my last tip there is check out the competition in your area too. You know, when you're looking at the bed layout, the bathroom, the bedroom layout, take a peek at your competition and see what's going on there too. If you're, you know, if it's two bedrooms or three bedrooms, what else pops up when someone's looking in your area for
you those? You want to meet what is not being met if you can, for sure.
All right.
Well, let's do it. Also think about your strategy for pricing. That's the most important thing about this. It's diversifying. So you stretch the times of week and stuff that your property is available. So yes, decide on bedroom, bathrooms, and which ones, but also make sure you're spending time figuring out your pricing and availability. When will the two bedroom be available? When will the four bedroom be available? We have a whole episode on this. We'll put it in the show notes. So if you want more of a deep dive on this topic. With that, I'm Sarah Kerrigan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us. It's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, We will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.